10TRW2T. T-Mobile.
For WOZE.
Jim Waz, W2T. Good afternoon there, fella.
I was just talking about you yesterday to another ham up in Harrisonville. Mentioned that I hadn't heard you on in a while. You okay?
Well, I'm doing better now. Of course, I got married back in February and newly married. So I'm 5 months in on that. And I had 7 weeks ago, I had triple bypass surgery. So I'm surviving that. And everything seems to be going along pretty good right now.
Well, that ain't good news. Well, I'm glad you're doing better. Praise the Lord for that. Man, yeah, it wouldn't be right to not hear you on 2 meter, you know what I mean?
2 meter in the house, because where we're living right now, there's no place in the in our condo to put one. I'm going to be building me a shack out back in the backyard here in the next couple of months, and I'll get all of my radios back. They're all in storage right now.
Got some in storage, too, but they're just ones I'm not using. I've been playing around today with a SignalLink USB interface, trying to hook it up to an ICOM 746, but I've never seen a SignalLink with a chip in it where you're supposed to put the jumpers in. This thing's got some kind of chip stuck on top of it, and I'm having a hard time finding out what that is and what it's doing.
I know what that one is. I had one like that once before. You got to get the book for it or download the information off their website, and it'll tell you what group of radios and what places to put the little jumper wires. The jumper wires should be with it, and you just take it. It depends upon what brand of radio you're running. ICOM uses one setting. Some of the others use different settings. I had one like that one time, and I had to set mine and put the right, jump the right jumpers on the right pegs for it to work. And once I did, it worked fine. Did a good job for me.
At W4WZ. Well, like I said, I have experienced the SignalLink before. I had one with my ICOM 756 doing digital stuff with it. And I am hoping to do that again if I can ever get all this working again. But the one I had did not have a big chip on top of it, you know, like it's just plugged into all those little jumpers. So, and the guy I got the radio from, I also got the SignalLink from, so they're supposed to be working together. But today they're not, they're over.
Yeah, I can head that. I'm going to drop down in a hole here, so my signal's going to get rough for a minute or two. I'm running around over here in Spartanburg and went over to look at a camera today. I'm looking about buying me a mirrorless camera, so I'm looking for that possibility to do here today, the next day or so. So I'm just trying to get around and get things done. Going to find me some lunch right now. My cereal gave out a long time ago.
What you mean? We all the time out there running around doing something. Seems like I'm seeing a doctor every other week for something. And, man, wasn't expecting that when I got old, but here it is.
Oh, yeah. Well, wife and I are both 78 years old, and second marriage for both of us. And we're enjoying life. And like I said, she's off with some of the ladies from church. They have once a month, they have a place. They all gather at the Apollo restaurant over here on a Friday, and they go eat lunch and BS, talk about everybody. So, and then I'm running around. I went over to camera place to look at a used mirrorless camera, because the used ones are even expensive too. So anyway, but just looking around at things, change things up a little bit and get things a little different. So, get back to it. My radios, like I said, I had to put all of mine in storage because I moved out of my trailer. We're living in a condo, and and there wasn't any place to put the radio, so everything's in storage right now. And I got a guy that's going to build me a 8x10 building at the back edge of our property in the backyard. And once he does that, I'll put heat and air in there, and it's going to be wired up, and I'll put all my radios out there, and then I'll be able to get back on the air with HF and everything. So right now, only thing I got is a 2-meter in the car.
See, I understand what you're doing. Man, years ago, almost 20 years ago, I guess now, I bought a building. Cost me $1,000. But it's a wood building. It's 8x12. And, no, it ain't. It's a 10x12. Sorted. And I moved all my ham equipment in here. I insulated this thing. Put wall in it. And it's been my ham shack ever since. It's been a good one. I have a little small air conditioner in here. I have a little small heater in here. And I'm able to come out here and radio, you know, hot or cold. So, yeah, that's a good idea. It works good for me.
I got a guy that's going to build me one. He's gonna wire it for me for electricity. And then he'll get his electrician once we get it installed. See, mine's got to be built on site because there is no way to get a pre-built building delivered. And there's no access to the back of the property. The mowers get back there and mow the grass and everything else that they do. So that takes care of that. But insofar as the other, I'm going to have it built on site. And he'll give me a good price on it because it's the guy that's buying my trailer from me in the property, because he's going to remodel that and then put either turn around and sell it or rent it. I don't know what he's going to do. And he's a contractor, so he knows all about that stuff. So anyway, well, I'm about to arrive over here. I'm going to go over and get me some tacos for lunch. And it's good to talk to you. And one of these days we'll have to get together again to talk a little bit more. And hopefully I'll be back on the air soon. You haven't heard N0TR lately, have you?
But gee, I'm glad to hear you're doing better, my friend. And you take care of yourself, and be careful out there today. It's going to be hot, going to be miserable if you're outside. So try to stay inside as much as you can. Sydney Freeze from the Land of Oz, W4WOZ.
All right, talk to you later, 73, W2G clear.